in the rain.
If you're not into yoga,
come and dance with Paul Tracy.
Yeah, Paul Tracy. Okay.
He is a Formula Ooh driver, I think.
Formula Ooh?
Formula Ooh.
Okay, because he's French. He's Canadian.
There is a maple leaf on that picture on the wall. And it says teamplayers.ca, which I'm assuming is Canada.
California?
Canada. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Let's just all take a communal deep breath for the couple of weeks that we've had. One.
Two. Three.
In.
Out. I'm Tamara.
And I'm Rel.
And welcome to Feel for Friends podcast. Every time.
I forgot almost.
So I haven't seen you in like 3 weeks. What's new?
That's so fucking true.
Yeah. I know.
Sorry. I feel I've talked to you on the phone, but that's not the same, no. Homie. That's not the same.
No.
This bitch wants to do the podcast over video chat, and I am not about it.
Just in emergency situations.
I need to smell you.
That's why I got you that candle. That's what I smell like.
It does smell good.
Yeah.
It does smell. It's not the same, though.
No, it's not. It'll never, never.
I need to smell agitation.
Oh. Is that like
the aggravation of having to drive 45 minutes north?
No, I think it's more of just like, oh, I'm like so relaxed and I don't want to get out of the car after that.
Really?
Yeah.
God. 45 minutes of a drive and I am like ready to fucking break necks.
It's like 35 minutes.
Really?
Yeah. It's not that bad.
It's 30 minutes for me to get to my work.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I have a 5-minute drive to work.
But the funny thing is you live like another... Like, what, 20 miles south of my work?
Mm-hmm.
That's... How the... It's 35 minutes to get here. What?
Well, I mean, it's not like rush hour when I'm...
That's true. Over. That's true. That's true. I haven't taken US-1 to get to work in like a month because it's good for my health to not be on US-1.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah. No.
And like the turnpike... honestly, it's smooth sailing for the most part. I pray for a bad accident to happen so that I can be late to work. Can't do anything about it. I'm stuck for 3 hours.
Every time I see the turnpike, it's like stopped.
No, I've taken the turnpike to work every single day this month. Ever since, I guess they found like a pothole or something on US-1.
I thought you were going to say a body.
If only. They found like a pothole or something on US-1. And now I'm like scared to take it down there because it's US-1 South. And
a pothole? Do you mean
it's like a sinkhole. Okay. It's about to be a sinkhole. There's like running water underneath it. They have to fix it. All they've done is put a sheet of metal on top of it.
And people drive over it?
Yeah, every day.
Okay, no, thank you.
I don't think they've fixed it yet, but they've put the sheet of metal over it. But like even before that pothole happened, there was like road work happening, and it would be like, so like it is like bumper to bumper traffic. It's 3 lanes, sometimes 4 lanes, and then it's bumper to bumper till like after till about where I work.
Yeah.
And then, but they keep closing lanes in the middle of the day. Like, they'll close either the left lane or the right lane. And then it's just like, people don't understand. And they wait till the last minute. And then it stops traffic. And then strapping is stopped for no fucking reason. And it's just like one weed whacker. Just like, oh, just, I could move off the road, but whatever.
A weed whacker.
It's just like really upsetting. So I stopped taking US-1 because it made me a bad person.
Yeah.
I was like, you can fucking die! why? I was just screaming at people. My blood pressure was through the roof. And now that I've taken the turnpike to work, I'm a better person for it. Also, my head is kind of throbbing right now for even thinking about it.
Yeah, no. Take a deep breath.
Again. In on 10. 1.
I'm going to cut this part out.
Oh, really? The screaming part or the breathing part?
The breathing part.
Okay, cool.
So I'm on a 10-day vacation from work.
What?
I don't have to go back for 10 days.
Why?
I'm so happy. I'm what? Just my vacation time.
You didn't tell me you were on vacation. Why are we going to the beach?
I might have to go to
Other Arizona. Than the fact that it's like 1,000 degrees outside.
I might have to go to Arizona. I don't know. Things are up in the air. I
feel like that's something that they need to give you a heads up on.
I know.
It's a, like, almost like other coast trip.
I know. Me and my mom and my daughter were going to go on Monday and come back on Friday. But now my mom has the flu. So who knows what we're doing.
What is going on? Everyone is getting sick. It's stressing me out.
Yeah. I'm not.
There's no. Oh, there. That's real wood.
I'm not.
That's real wood because it's 1,000 years old. It's from my grandma. My grandma-in-law? Grandma-in-law.
It's a beautiful curio cabinet.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Do you not like that word?
It's a curio cabinet. Every time she comes into town, where's the curio cabinet? I don't see it in any of your pictures. You mean the curio cabinet that's missing 3 shelves?
Take a deep breath. You'll be fine.
Are you going to cut that out too?
No. You really got some anger in you today.
Every day.
Oh, okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, fine.
I suggest some pills for that.
What kind?
I don't know. See a psychiatrist. I just switched. I added a new one. So I am on Zoloft. Back on Zoloft, finally. And I just added Wellbutrin. They're supposed to work together really well. We'll see. I'm supposed to give you, like, energy.
Oh.
Just call me a whore.
No, I just said four. Four? Four what? For what?
Anxiety and depression.
One of the side effects is reacting to random words you might hear. Did you just call me a whore? Okay.
So I'm excited about that.
Are you still seeing your psychiatrist?
Yeah.
Really?
By seeing her, I mean I have video phone calls with her because she's in New York.
Are we okay?
Define okay. No, I'm great, actually.
Okay.
My only problem is my job.
And the fact that you're throwing up off.
I have to burp. I'm okay. Not throwing up.
Cool.
It's there we over. Go. I'm done. So that's good. Anything new in your life? Any new pills you're taking?
Probably should be. Nah, I'm all kinds of messed up. But I'm too scared to go to the doctor.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Me too. I hate going to the doctor. That's why I have video calls and I make my appointments online.
What if you need to go to, like, an actual medical doctor?
I just go to, like, the walk-in.
Like the urgent care?
Yeah. So, my dog,
Oh, Lucy! Sorry.
She
why do you look like that?
Scared of everything. She's scared of everything. And I feel
tips.
So bad.
We need tips. Google. Yeah. Google it.
Oh, I have been Googling it.
Have you got her into obedience training?
No, but my mom's friend owns an obedience training school.
Do it.
So before I will
she gets
be.
Too old, because she's 4. Yeah. She's borderline, like, too old.
I will be.
She's not a puppy anymore.
I know.
She acts like middle-aged.
Yeah. She's girl, an adult.
28. She's 28, homie. She's got her own thoughts. She's got her own vibes. She's about to move out into her own apartment.
She's 28. I hope she already moved out. She's scared of Rich. He can't even really get her out. He literally has to drag her out if he's the only one home.
And that's a bad thing to do because then it's like trauma all over again.
Right.
Like, don't drag me out.
Yeah. So he's really trying to connect with her and bond with her and just be like just the positive person for her and like give her snuggles and all that. And I can tell it really like hurts him because he's so,
he's such a dog guy.
Not only that, he's like just a real animal guy. I call him like my little Snow White. The other.
Sorry.
The other day, I walked out to.
Do you kiss him when he falls asleep to see if he'll wake up?
God, no.
Did you eat a bad apple?
The other day, I walked out on the patio and he's like, "What are you doing? You just scared my bunny rabbit away."
Sorry. Wow. That was an overreaction. Sorry.
And he's sending me pictures. He has a little baby bunny at his feet. And then he gets really defensive when I, like, I'm trying to go to Arizona, so he's going to be the one taking care of the dog, and he's like, you know, this is ridiculous. This is your dog, and I don't even know what to do. And he starts getting all defensive, but aww. I know it's because his feelings are hurt because he just wants to
have a little, him.
Like, snuggle bug, and, like, she'll get there one day.
Yes.
You don't look very positive, but.
Well, you gotta do what they suggested to you. These people are the experts. The people that deal with these like dogs with traumatic experiences and shit like that. They're the experts. You need to listen to them. Like, get the obedience training.
I will.
Get the foundation laid down.
Yeah. Another issue that I'm having is when she sees big dogs on a walk, she's okay when we see little dogs, but bigger dogs, she gets really reactive and like really hyper. I don't know if it's like negative or if she wants to play. Either way.
That's what they'll help you with in obedience training.
Yeah.
Because they'll teach you how to like see the signs, like, you know, take the cues. And they'll also like show you ways of like tone it down. Like if you see a bad cue coming on.
Right.
You'll be like, hey, chill the fuck out.
Yeah. And I can distract her for a moment, but then she goes right back into it. And we have this one lady who has two pit bulls that live on our street, and they're really old, but they're big dogs, and I really think she wants to play with them. I can just tell by the way her ears are but the way she acts like a psycho and starts like jumping around, and
you
like,
don't know how they'll react. You don't know those at the end of the day. It's not like you fucking know those dogs. Like, you don't know how they'll react.
Right.
They're animals. At the end of the day, they're all animals.
Yeah.
As much as we love them and as sweet as they are, my dogs bite me all the time. They draw blood, you know? I don't know. One day, I say it all the time, they're going to eat me alive.
Thankfully, Lucy, like I caught Em putting her hand in Lucy's mouth the other day. I was like, make better choices.
And Lucy's like, I guess I'll be vegan.
Yeah, so I hope that like, I know this lady, she'll bring her dogs around and, like, show me.
Yes.
I can really socialize, gauge.
Be positive, and bring lots and lots of treats. Like, I cannot.
That's the thing. She doesn't really care about treats.
At all? Like, Murphy doesn't play with any toys at all. And he doesn't like most things in life, but he loves a fucking treat. Like, that bitch, he turns into, like, a little baby.
If you give her a treat and walk away, she'll eat it. But it doesn't.
Just get her fucking pumped. Make it exciting. Like, raise your voice. Oh my god, look what I have for you. Oh my god, look what I have for you.
Yeah, if I did that to her, she'd turn and, like, back away.
Oh, okay. I bet my dogs are literally waiting outside the door right now, like, Mom's got something behind the door. Dad, did you hear her?
Whatever. We'll get there, though.
You'll get there. You'll get there. You need to go to the obedience training first. Yeah. I was up all night the other night. I don't know why. I just, like, I wish we did obedience training with Lulu. And now she's only two, but, like, I just feel like she's too old now.
No, I don't think so. And I think it's good for you also to learn, you know, to put us as, you know, leaders in their eyes.
Yeah.
Switch that dynamic.
I was, like, up all night the other night. She ran away from me one time before. And, like, she ran all the way down to like our busy street.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And the only reason she stopped was because she saw a frog and I was able to catch her. And I fucking, like, I have never ran so hard in my life. I probably could have had a heart attack just from running so hard. And, like, thankfully I caught her. But, like, I don't know why. This was months and months ago that that happened. But, like, the other night I was up. It kept me up all night because I thought about, what if that happened again? What if, like, I just opened the door and I wasn't ready and she snuck out again? What if Matt was home alone and he wasn't able to keep up with her? Because, like, you know, I'm a faster runner than he is. Like, what if, whatever, what if he couldn't keep up with her? What if it was the middle of the day when there were a lot, when there was a lot more traffic?
What if that frog wasn't there?
What if that frog wasn't there? Oh, my God. Oh! And now I'm just thinking about it all over again. The roadkill.
I know.
What were insides look like?
Maybe we can do it together.
Maybe. Yeah. Sorry. Going down the rabbit hole again.
That worry that you have, that like spiral.
That's what it's like having a real child. Huh?
Right. But also, when I was talking to my psychiatrist, I was like, but that's normal. And she's like, no. No, it's not.
Great. Awesome. It's not normal. I'm so fucked up.
No. You're not what fucked is up. It? It's anxiety.
Obvious, but yeah. Like... Everybody has anxiety.
Right. So but it's not like it's a normal thing to spiral and focus on it and keep you up at night. And
but my poor little baby, I just pictured her just like her little ears being ran over.
Oh my God. Stop it. We need to change the subject before you start crying and sniffling and I have to edit out 75 sniffles.
Okay. What story do you have?
I'm not even ready for that yet.
This is why I don't talk about my problems. It's too much for normal people.
I don't think it's too much. I think it's good that people...
We've only hit the iceberg, baby.
Listen, everyone has problems.
You don't know what's under the surface.
Everybody has problems. We're just being realistic. Someone else has similar problems.
Yeah.
I have to burp, so.
And somebody else, like, go get help. Don't be scared like I am. Just do it. Be like Tamara. Get your shit together.
I still can't go to a medical doctor. Me either. So, yeah. That's why I'm trying to get pregnant, because then I'll, like, have to go.
Don't do that.
I just thought the other day, I don't know why this popped in my head, I went into Rich's room, his little man cave, and I was on my knees, you know?
Oh my God. Are we?
And Em was in the other room eating, and we had like positioned so that like if she came in, we would, his back was to her. She couldn't see anything.
Wait, are we in a sex position now?
I was on my knees.
You didn't say Rich was in the room.
What would you think I was doing on my knees alone?
Cleaning. Like I am all the time.
I was on my knees scrubbing all his pubes off of the bathroom.
Okay. Tamara was performing fellatio on her husband, which is fine.
What an epic eye roll.
Go on.
We're all adults here.
I just wish you had explained it better the first time around. I'm over here like, what are we cleaning?
You're so innocent.
That's what I do when I'm on my knees. Like, goddamn, the floorboards are covered in dust.
So anyway, that was happening. Em was in the other room.
She was okay.
She's on. Of course she's home. She's a baby. She lives with us. Baby. She's 6 years old. She's not a baby.
Yep.
But she lives with us. Oh, so God. That has to happen.
Oh, dear. Yep.
Anyway. So she comes in the room and we like stop what we're doing and I was like, oh, I hope she didn't see anything. Just you know.
Just say you were
the moment just got away from us. Kisses. Okay. Yeah. And so we like shoot her out and then we went into the bathroom and shut the door and then she's like, Mom, why are you in there? Unlock the door, let me in. Like just major. So I cannot leave a room without her. The separation anxiety that she has. That's why she calls me 15 times while we're on this podcast.
She hasn't called you now.
Because I told her to call my sister.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So we go in there and she's crying and he's like, whatever. You know, we'll just another time. It's fine. So I go out there and she goes, Mom, are you guys flirting? And I was like, oh, God, yes. Oh, this is weird. That was it. Yeah. Yeah. We were just flirting. You're right. Uh-huh. So we like, you know, move on to a new subject. And then a few minutes later, I'm like thinking, what does she think flirting is?
Yeah. Like she has her little like weird phone. Like, what is she looking at?
So I'm very like cautious of her phone and her tablet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I go to her and I'm like, what is flirting? And she goes, it's when you go. And I was like, oh, yeah, just kissing. Yeah, I was kissing your dad. And she goes, but with your shirts off. And I was like, no, I didn't have my shirt up. Your dad just has his shirt off.
Because he always has his shirt up all the time because he's a gorilla, man.
I'm like, no, that's not what flirting is. It was just kissing. That's what flirting is. Oh my God.
I'm stressed for
mortified.
You. She's getting to that age.
I know.
Oh God, but she's only six. She's got like five more solid years before you actually have to have the talk with her, right?
I don't know. Or do even you have to have it
sooner?
I'm not gonna think about that right now. I but don't have to do to, it right now.
She knows what flirting is.
But she doesn't know what flirting is.
Kissing.
It kind of is.
Well, okay. What if an older man comes up to her and it was just like, hey, I'm flirting with you. And she's like, I saw my mom and dad. Well, that's fine.
We've had that talk.
I'm stressed.
Yeah. Don't be stressed. Oh anyway, my God. Are you guys flirting? You know what else she says to me all also, the time?
Also, she's nosy. Tell her to go to bed.
She follows me around constantly.
Give
even
her
when
a
I'm,
Benny.
Like when I go to the shower. When I take a shower, she has to sit on my bed and wait for me. Yeah.
Shibo. Just have her like...
I'm about to put her in therapy because I cannot be away from her.
You can't give her an activity to do while you're away.
Like,
what, give her something what? Fun. Like,
that's what we...
Color
she spends
me this
all
picture.
Day doing.
Color me this picture while I'm away. And it has to be done by the time I'm back. But it can't be done before I'm back.
I mean, that's what she spends all day doing. So...
But she's in school, right? I mean, she'll be going
summer,
back to school.
Yeah. I don't know. She just... Whatever. I thought about putting her in some, like, child therapy because even coming here to your house, she cries. And I mean, I remember doing
well, and
that.
And then, like, Rich has that to deal with on top of the new dog who doesn't like him. Yeah. Poor guy.
I remember thinking that, too. But then she was like... I just don't want you to get into an accident, and like
okay,
I have to reassure
things happen.
Her.
Like you can't just think about that every single time somebody leaves your sight.
I know, but look who's talking—the most anxious people.
I'm holding tissues in my hand right now for my next breakdown.
I know. But whatever.
But we don't want to set our children up for that.
I know. I feel like it's rubbing off.
I don't
off
want
on her.
Lulu to be like that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Lulu's a dog. Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't want Emily to be like that.
Yeah.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
Maybe if I ever get pregnant and have another kid, it'll be different.
It won't.
Oh, maybe it'll just be worse.
It'll be a lot worse. It'll be a lot more stress. An extra mouth. Mouthy mouth, probably. It'll be another fucking girl, you know.
I know. What if it's a boy? I'll
It'll
stop.
It'll be another girl.
Yeah, it probably will be.
And she'll be mouthy, just like Emily.
Yeah, but it's cute. I like it.
She's very cute.
Yeah. She goes, Mom, do you like my outfit? It's from Halara.
What is Halara? What's that? Like,
it's like an athletic clothing brand that's like all over like social media. It's like always being advertised. It's
so cute.
Yeah. And she has a skirt that looks like the Halara skirt. So she's like, do you like my outfit? It's from Halara. Yeah, I can't with her. I'm like,
I just keep seeing, I like, you know, like whenever you open up your pictures or whatever and it shows you like just like the random one. I always see little pictures of baby Emmy because God, she's, I've got so many baby pictures of her that I want to just send you every single time they pop up. Look at this. Look at this one. Oh, look at this one. Look at this picture of her pooping.
She was such a cute baby.
I love all my nieces and nephews. But she was the cutest baby I've ever fucking seen.
She really was.
Like,
even as a
newborn. She gave me hope.
Yeah.
But then that hope was dashed by working in retail and I just don't want another baby in my life. But like, she was just like, she was the only baby that made me like, I want to have a baby. Not anymore though. Yeah. But sometimes when I see that picture, which is her little mouth going. Remember that video?
No.
Oh, you know? She would sit there and go.
No. I blocked out that part of my life, to be honest with you. All I have are pictures.
Oh my God. I'll send you every funny video I have.
Okay.
I love them all.
I know.
I watch them. Need your baby, Amy. She doesn't even fucking know me. I mean, she knows kidding? Me.
She does know you.
She knows me, but she doesn't, like, remember when I fucking babysat her and was having, like, panic attacks while you were at work. And I'm just like, come home.
No, she definitely remembers you. When she lists her family, she lists you.
Really?
I thought you knew that. That's why we call you Auntie Rel.
Yeah, well, whatever. I just thought it was because we were close.
Yeah. She lists you as one of her aunts. Or she'll, like, talk. She'll list all the people she loves, and she lists you in there.
Oh, I need to be nicer to her. What's her birthday, March?
Yeah.
Cool. I missed it. Awesome. Frick.
How's work?
So good.
My hours are changing at work. I'm so excited. We're not working till 6 on Fridays anymore, and my branch is closing on Saturdays. However, once in a while, we have to go, like, there are branches open, so, like, everyone in the district is kind of sharing, so we're going to be, like, moving around, but it's, like, way less Saturdays. So I will be working 5 days a week more often. I'm so happy, and I don't have to work till 6 on Fridays.
So what time are you working till on Friday?
5. It would just be 9 to 5, Monday through Friday.
We'll record at normal times.
I know. I know. I'm so happy.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wild.
I know.
A normal schedule.
And I'm on vacation.
How long are you on vacation till again? 11 days?
10 days.
10 days.
Because it's the 5 days of
starting
the week.
Starting now?
Yeah. So it's Saturday, Sunday, or it's 9 days. Saturday, Sunday, and then the full week, and then Saturday, Sunday again, and then I go back Monday, which is like the 9th or the 10th.
I want a beach day.
I don't know if I have to go to Arizona or not.
Yeah. Will you let me know?
I will.
Okay.
Are you late? You're looking at a calendar.
No. It's just like the one time I don't have a Wednesday off in forever. Like forever ever is the week that you're on vacation. I have to be up at 5 a.m. on Wednesday. Oh, God.
It's very likely that I will be in Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
Which is like a heat index of 118. So.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
I'm not looking forward to that. But anyway.
Fun drinks.
Yeah.
Tell me a story.
Okay. My story this week. She's wild. Crazy.
Eileen Wuornos.
No. Oh, God, my gosh. Damn it. That's a good one. Love that bitch.
I also love that bitch.
She was from Florida, wasn't she?
Girl. Yes.
I just remember the story of her, like, nursing her grandkids with her tits out or something. I don't know.
What?
Anyway.
Not her.
Who did that then?
Not Eileen. I don't think Eileen had kids.
Okay, I'm thinking of someone else.
You sure are.
Okay. My story this week is Zanesville Zoo.
I have never heard of this.
Yes, I know.
Why? Yes, I know.
So I got most of my information from the Wikipedia page labeled Zanesville Zoo and a GQ. So cool.
She's had half of a Truly mango seltzer and she cannot talk.
And a GQ article by Chris Heath.
Okay.
And I will link all of these in our show notes. On October 18th.
Word! Sorry. I love October.
Okay. On October 18th, 2011, Sam Kopchak walked outside around 5 p.m. heading to the horse paddock behind his house in Zanesville, Ohio, to check on Red, his new half-Arabian Pinto horse. The horse was acting skittish and it had backed into the far corner of the field. Kopchak noticed his neighbor Terry Thompson's horses were also acting agitated. They had circled around what Kopchak could only make out as a large black mass. What are you thinking?
Aliens.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Well, I already know what it is.
Oh. Is it aliens?
I wish. I'm just thinking of
I was watching, I just watched the movie Nope, like 3 weeks ago.
Oh, yes, yes.
Oh my god, it was so good.
Exactly.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Oh, I love that fucking movie. Sorry.
And it's like, it's farms, so.
Nope.
A few moments later, the horses chased away the black mass and Kopchak realized it was a black bear.
That's it?
Sorry.
Lame.
He was not too surprised by this because
wild be wildin.
Apparently, small bears were common in this rural area of Ohio. And the bear was running away from him. So he wasn't too surprised.
Okay.
Kopchak then decided he would put Red away in the barn and then report the bear to the proper authorities and his neighbor. As Kopchak turned to head back to the barn, he saw something else.
Dun dun. A body?
No. Almost.
Okay. An alien?
No. God, I wish.
God damn it.
Just ahead of him, on the other side of the fence, was...
A body.
A fully grown male African lion.
What? In Ohio?
In Ohio.
Oh, we're talking about a zoo, which means all the animals escaped. Was mm-hmm. the bear in it?
Yes. Kopchak was terrified, but knew not to make any sudden movements and decided to briskly walk to the barn. He made it back to the barn safely with Red and turned to see the lion in the same place. Kopchak called his mother from the barn phone to let her know the emergency that was going on.
Bitch, there's a lion out there!
His mother was just inside the house they shared. They had both suspected their nary is a word. They both expected... All right, we're going to start this over one more time. They had both suspected their neighbor, Terry Thompson, of keeping exotic animals at his farm just over the hill.
A lion, though?
Mm-hmm. They had both even heard roars in the middle of the night, but were unaware of how many animals Terry had. And I don't believe this, but anyway, like, I don't believe that they didn't know.
Oh. Whatever. I don't believe that Terry had animals on his farm. I think that the local zoo lost the animals and just, like, were like, somebody will find them.
Is that where you're at? That's where you're guessing?
Yes. Big business lies.
Okay. business. As soon
as... Hashtag free Terry.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Oh, dear. I've picked the wrong side.
Yeah. As soon as Ms. Kopchak was off the phone with her son, she called her neighbor Terry, but there was no answer. Ms. Kopchak then called 911 to report what her son had seen. The 911 operator said Ms. Kopchak sounded oddly calm for someone reporting a lion and a bear running loose.
As someone who lives north of Ohio... We're just generally calm people.
You don't live north of Ohio.
I used to. Well, not anymore. I'm from Michigan.
You're generally calm.
Can you tell from my accent?
You don't have an accent anymore.
God damn it.
Sorry.
Anyways, we're generally calm people. We all sound like Cheech and Chong. Man. No? No? Hey, man, there's a lion on the hill, man.
Well, yeah. I'm getting like, oh my God, what's the guy from that 70s show that was Cheech and Chong? What's his name?
Fucking Cheech!
I know. That's not what they call him in that 70s show.
Or Chong. Tommy Chong.
I know, but that's not what they call him in the show.
Leo.
Leo, thank you. Yep, and that's in Wisconsin, so there you go. Anyway.
Yeah, man.
Oh, that was perfect.
I'll stop.
So Mr. Kopchak was still in the barn. He watched as the scene grew even more grim. He spotted a wolf, then a second bear, this one much larger than the first.
Why are all these
So he sees he's seen two bears, a wolf, and a male lion.
What's he got on his farm? I don't know. If I was all those animals escaping, I would just fucking run. He's got some fresh meat.
A horse. His new horse.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
And him.
Oh, fuck him. But
the lion he had seen before was joined by two lionesses who were both anxiously circling around. So now two more lions. And then Kopchak saw the tiger. He said it started snarling, and then it went after his neighbor Terry's horses.
Bah, bah, bah.
Yeah, so a tiger started going after the horses.
Oh, a tiger now?
So those two lions, or three lions, and now he sees a tiger.
Is this Tiger King?
It reminds me of it.
I'm thinking of some blonde mulleted motherfucker, like, losing track of
that
his cubs.
That's also what I pictured. Yes. Meanwhile, Deputy Jonathan Mary received the wild call about a lion and a bear on the loose. He rushed to the Kopchak house and could see inside the Thompson's fence a tiger, a black bear, and two lionesses. While waiting for Miss
Kopchak... He went by himself?
Right. While waiting for Miss Kopchak to answer the door, he saw a large gray wolf running along the road behind him. So, I'm a very visual person, so I had to Google it and look at, like, the map.
Ooh, look at you.
The map of this. So, yeah. It's Zanesville Zoo. It's in Zanesville, Ohio, and it's on Kopchak Road. The
same road.
Yeah. Terry's neighbor.
How far?
And it's right on, like, it's like Interstate either 7 or 70. They're neighbors. They're right next to each other.
So, not far.
So, you can actually go and look at all of this. I needed to, at least.
Yeah, because it seems pretty, like, wild.
Yeah. And when you look at it, it's not a big area. And you can tell where, like, Terry's property is. And you can tell where Mr. Kopchak's property is, like, just under it.
Mr. Kopchak.
So the deputy jumped in his patrol car and followed the wolf. It turned toward one of the neighboring houses, and Deputy Mary got his rifle from the trunk of his patrol car and followed the wolf on foot. Deputy Johnson received the order from the sheriff to put the animal down.
No!
I know.
He didn't do anything wrong!
I know. He took his shot at about 8 yards away, and the wolf was killed. Mary fired a few more times to ensure the wolf was down, and then inspected the body when he received word over the radio that fellow colleagues had a lion cornered near the Thompson property. Mary knew they would only have their two standard-issued weapons, a .40 caliber handgun and a shotgun. I don't know anything about guns, but Mary was the only one with the rifle of all the cops that were dispatched over there.
So, essentially, he was, like, the only one that could have done anything, like, long range or far range or whatever.
Or I guess it also,
was... Also, a fucking wolf isn't gonna kill anybody. He just wants to go back into the woods and be left alone.
You don't know that.
I don't know that. But, like, he's less dangerous than a lion.
Right. So...
That's sad.
Mary drove back up the hill towards the Thompson's house. He came across another deputy running back and forth across the driveway. Mary didn't know what was going on, so he stopped and got out and went to grab his rifle. When he grabbed it, it snagged on his patrol car's computer, so he left it. Which was the whole reason that he went over there, is because he was the only one with the rifle, and he just leaves it. Whatever.
So did he have anything else on him?
Just his standard issue handgun.
Okay.
Whatever.
So we're at short range.
He then saw a black bear charging towards him. He only had his handgun, but luckily after one shot, the bear fell to the ground. Mary assumes a shot hit the brain of the bear, saving him seconds away from being mauled. He returned to his car and got his rifle.
After this, an African lioness crawled under the livestock fence and ran south down the road towards another house. He was able to kill the lioness before it reached the house, and then he turned to deal with another black bear and tiger on the road, but it was stopped in its tracks by a cougar heading again south down the same road.
A cougar.
So there's just fucking animals everywhere.
So is this cougar part of the zoo, or was this just like a natural...
They assume, yes. Mary was able to shoot the lion while the other two deputies shot the cougar. And I want to say right now, like we're animal lovers, so this is really difficult. I mean, I was just, like, talking about the shooting. I just got to get past it.
I don't love it.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, Ohio, and it's just, like, none of these animals live there naturally. I don't think a cougar lives in Ohio naturally.
No.
So, I don't know. You're going to catch it? Right. Like, what? I mean, I want you to catch it. Put it to sleep. Put tranquilizer dart. Pick it up. Bring it back to Florida. I don't know. Take it back to Tiger King.
He was then ordered to patrol the border of the Thompson's land that ran along Interstate 70. So yeah, it's 70. Sheriff Matt Lutz was contacted around 5:20 p.m. He was not surprised by a call about a loose animal on the Thompson's property. They had been out there many times, mostly to help corral horses, but contrary to the reports of other exotic animals, they had never experienced any of them, which is a freaking lie because whatever. I just don't believe that.
Tamara has thoughts.
In the 15 minutes it took the sheriff to arrive at the Thompson's property, the reports had escalated and the actual situation had become clear. Lutz instructed that if the animals were outside of the Thompson's property, they needed to be shot. On the other side of the interstate, bordering the Thompson's land, was an apartment building, and about a mile away was a school where a soccer game was being held. So, Lutz...
Well, this was being held... All this was happening at a time where a soccer game was happening?
Yeah, so it was 5 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, I'm picturing, like, 3 in the morning. Everyone's asleep. It's pitch black. Oh, my God! Yeah. This could have all been solved if these tigers had run out in the middle of the road... Rush hour. That's horrible.
Can you imagine?
I could not imagine hitting a tiger in rush hour.
Wouldn't be very, very deadly for not only the tiger.
Everyone.
Lutz said he never second-guessed his orders to the deputies. Thompson's whereabouts were still unknown, and there was concern for his safety. Sergeant Steve Blake drove to the Thompson's house. He saw more animals in the farm buildings. The cages had either been cut through or left open. Blake laid on the horn outside of the Thompson's house, but there was no response, so he turned around back down the driveway and met John Moore, a caretaker who helped Thompson feed the animals. Sergeant Blake and John returned back to the barn, where they were only able to find 2 monkeys and a dog still in cages. All of the other animals have been released.
Monkeys? Why do they have monkeys?
It's a zoo.
Oh.
Or, like, maybe, like, a roadside zoo.
Okay. Wait. This is the place where the animals escaped from.
Yes. Thompson's.
And that's why the things were cut through.
Yes.
Oh.
Opened or cut through. Thompson owns all these animals. Oh. That they, quotations, supposedly didn't know about. But this is basically a roadside zoo. That's why it's called the Zanesville Zoo.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wow. It all just came to me.
Yeah.
Just now.
During their search, Moore spotted a body near the barn.
Ah!
Is it Thompson? A white tiger appeared to be eating the body, and they could not get any closer to identify who it was. 40 miles away at the Columbus Zoo, the staff and director were alerted to the situation. We have to go to Terry's. His animals are out, one of the vets said with a panic in her eyes, to Tom Stealth, the zoo's new chief operating officer. He was not familiar with Terry, but the rest of the staff was.
Uh-huh.
Dr. Michael Berry, the zoo's director of animal health, had been part of the ATF raid in 2008 of Thompson's property that eventually led to a year imprisonment on gun charges, not on the animals. So anyway, the ATF raids his property. Everyone knows he's got these animals. This is not a secret. So the
Everyone knows he's got the animal.
Yeah, the police can't
say. He knows he's got the animal.
We suspected. We heard rumors.
Yeah.
It's a roadside zoo. I think his neighbor also had to know. Like,
yes.
Whatever.
100%. Everybody knew.
Yeah. ATF raid on his property. He went to prison for a year, but only on gun charges. Dr. Barry was on the raid team to inspect his large private collection of animals. Barry was horrified by what he saw, but no action was taken by authorities after Barry reported the issue with security, cleanliness, and animal cruelty because Thompson had taken steps to improve his facilities.
How so?
Sure. I don't know.
How so?
I don't
by
know.
By telling everyone it didn't exist?
Yep. Security, cleanliness, and animal cruelty. No actions were taken because he improved it. I don't know.
No actions were taken because he told everyone it doesn't exist. I'm not holding animals. What are you talking about?
Right. So the Columbus Zoo assembled the capture and recovery team and headed out to Zanesville. Meanwhile, the police worked with John Moore to determine the number of animals that were on the loose. He determined that there was 56 loose animals.
Oh my God. Like, dangerous? Or, like, are we talking, like, three lions and some fucking parakeets?
Everything.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm thinking Jurassic Park.
Right.
Those well, weird,
it's
like...
not Jurassic.
You know?
I'm thinking, like, Jumanji, but...
It's been a very long time since I've seen that movie. Jurassic Park is more fresh in my mind.
Okay. You've got dinosaurs.
Yeah, that one. Y'all know what I'm talking about, just from the noise.
Moore also explained to the police that Thompson had just been released from prison 3 weeks ago and that he had received a letter in the mail saying that his wife had been unfaithful while he was in prison. John Moore then tells the police that Thompson asked him if it was true. Moore told Thompson that he didn't know, and Thompson said he has a plan to find out the truth and told Moore, quote, "You will know it when it happens."
What?
Yeah. He told him this the night before this all went down.
Who was the woman, though?
His wife.
Yeah, but where was she?
At home. She lives there.
Yeah, that's but where she they live. Wasn't the one that was found mauled. He was.
How do you know?
Because the... Didn't you say that they found the white tiger mauling on him?
They couldn't get close enough
to
it.
Oh, so it could have been her. It wasn't him. Yeah, it could have.
I don't know.
Oh. Are we going to find out? Can you tell me? Tell me now! Right now.
At this time, the police force decided the only way to end the situation was to put down all of the loose animals, and they needed to find out for sure if the body they suspected of being Thompson was alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yeah, a freaking white tiger is mauling on him. They do suspect it.
He's going to suck on all those bones.
They suspect that it's him. They just couldn't get close enough, so they don't think it's his wife.
Well, but where is she?
She's actually here. She was inside the house.
So she's alive.
She is alive.
So then it's probably him?
Yeah.
Or a poor landscaper.
The authorities called in the SWAT team and they formed what they called a shooting party.
Oh, I hate it.
I really, it's disgusting.
Okay.
Yeah. There Moving on.
Yep.
So all the police deputies and sheriffs and even SWAT members climbed into the back of a pickup truck armed with different types of rifles and submachine guns, vomit. I know.
All right.
What other, other weapons?
Slip him a Benny!
I don't want to talk about. As they pulled between the barn area and the rows of cages, two tigers took them by surprise when they exited the barn about 12 feet in front of them. They were able to put the tigers down before they got any closer. From this spot, they were able to see the body was a man lying flat on his back with the tiger still on top of him. And they reported back, "We have located the owner, dead on arrival, possible suicide, unknown for sure, unknown for sure on that, here in the field." That was all the info they were able to give before being ordered to the south end of the property where some big cats were seen about to cross the boundary fence. The south side of the property, the boundary fence, goes to Kopchak's farm.
Right.
The animals darted between the mass of junk cars, old RVs, tractors, and clumps of rusted metal as the officers essentially hunted them. Jeez. I mean, like, it's like this property was set up for this. Like, have you ever been to, hunting like, a grounds. Paintball thing where they have all the, like...
No, but I'm picturing it. It's hunting grounds. Yeah. There's obstacles, there's hideaways.
The officers reported they were overwhelmed by everything. They stated that none of the animals asked to be there, and killing them made them sick. Eventually, the crew in the truck made it back to where the body was. The white tiger had left. By the body, they found bolt cutters and a revolver. The cause of death seemed to be a gunshot to the head.
Hmm.
The sheriff released the info to the press at that time.
Why?
Because, I mean, it was a situation.
I mean, I get it, but, like, fucking hold off a little longer. I don't know. It takes us days to find out anything that happened to the fucking Titanic sub imploding. The fuck?
The wound suggested a barrel was placed in the mouth, and except for a sizable laceration to the head, consistent with a big cat's bite, the body was fairly untouched. I don't know why he says this. You'll see later.
Oh, God.
I know. You were able to tell he had laid in one spot for a while, and then he was dragged. It looked like by the arm.
Ugh.
And then he had been chewed on.
This is what my dogs are going to do to me. Exactly. I'm going to die in front of the TV, and then they're going to pull me into their crates.
Yeah, so I don't know how he could say the body was fairly untouched. Whatever. He also reported that there was pieces of raw chicken scattered around, and theorized that he wanted the animals to eat him.
So, like,
their theory. He wanted...
Yeah, kitty.
Well, they think he shot him, so he has a gunshot wound.
He shot himself after he hear kitty-kittied all over the place. Yeah.
So the slaughter of these animals... brains
would have been enough.
The slaughter of the animals went on all evening. The writer of the GQ article stated that the encounters with animals that would have been normally remembered for a lifetime were forgotten moments later as the next one came along, because it was an emergency situation. You know, like, how often do you see a tiger? It's something you would have remembered for your whole life, and they're just killing and moving on.
If the animal had a taste for blood, that's one thing. If it was the one that you saw snacking on a human fucking jerky, that's one thing. But if it was just fucking roaming around, there was no need to put it down. You could have just sent a trank into it.
That's what you
and
think.
And rehabit. Well, are you going to tell me something? What's going on?
I'm
going
to tell you the reality of the situation.
Was he feeding them humans?
No.
Oh. Well, then they could have been rehabbed.
No. Somehow, no one other than Terry Thompson was hurt. Even Mr. Kopchak was able to make it back inside his house to his mother safely. It could have been so much worse. It was 5 o'clock in the evening. It was rush hour. There's a highway.
Yes, it could have been so much worse.
Yeah.
But I do feel like they didn't have to die.
Right. So they ended up killing all of these animals. They laid the deceased animals out in rows by species to take inventory of them. And that's where the horrible pictures, if you Google it, that you'll see.
Here we go.
It's really heartbreaking, the pictures.
What's it called?
So just beware.
Zane.
Z-A-N-E-S. V-I-L-L-E. Zanesville Zoo.
Zanesville.
So while you're doing that, I'm going to keep going.
Go ahead.
So why were the animals killed and not tranquilized?
Thank you.
That's the big question.
That is my big question.
First off, police are not equipped with the knowledge of successfully... This is so recent. Yeah.
Sorry.
The police are not equipped with the knowledge of successfully administering doses for each one of these vastly different animals.
Okay.
Okay.
So then could they not have found someone who was...
in an emergency situation where, I mean...
Would they have had to... It could have been a phone call. Hey, what do I administer to a 300-pound bear?
How do they know? How much they weigh.
You can eyeball it.
They don't have it. And, I mean, the police officers are not trained in this. So
throw some Benadryl at it.
So...
Sorry.
They also did not have the equipment needed to take down a roadside zoo's worth of animals at a moment's notice.
That's true.
Not to mention making these decisions in an emergency situation when not only the safety of the residents, but also themselves were at stake. By the time the Columbus Zoo team had arrived, they determined it wouldn't be safe for them to try to use tranquilizers because so many animals were circulating and moving outward. Even if they were able to administer the right dose, it takes about 10 minutes for the tranquilizer to take effect. And close care needs to be established to make sure the animal is fully tranquilized and kept safe in their tranquilized state. It's like a constant thing that they have to be very safe.
You have to baby them.
When you tranquilize an animal. And it doesn't take effect right away.
But to kill them? I don't know.
The next day, the team from Columbus Zoo returned with Jack Hanna. You know Jack Hanna?
It sounds familiar. Is he like a fucking PBS figure?
Kind of. He's, you know, a man in khaki. He's a big zoo guy, Jack Hanna.
I'm thinking Crocodile Dundee, but that guy's done.
Yes, that, but American. Jack Hanna.
Hold on.
Yeah, just you know who Jack Hanna is. If you, he was on PBS a lot.
It's like Zubumafu.
Oh, that's something different, but
he was on Zubumafu.
Okay.
Ew.
As a trusted animal advocate,
I don't know this man.
He gave many interviews that toppled opinions that the choices made that night by the authorities to put down the animals was a huge, disgusting mistake. So he toppled all those opinions. Jack emotionally grieved the pain and death of these animals. Jack emotionally grieved the pain and the death these animals endured in these interviews and insisted that the sheriff's department had no other option than to act as they did that night, turning the narrative of a trigger-happy small-town police force on its head. 49 animals were confirmed dead. A few animals did survive. Two macaws kept in small cages inside Terry's house. Three leopards that were still in their cage, and a black bear that was kept out in the back of a house in a bird cage.
What?
The house was reported to be filthy and horrific smelling. There were feces and garbage everywhere in the house, not the barn.
Did they let the animals live in the house?
I don't know. Whose feces was it? Clearly, Terry and his wife were not in their right minds. Terry's body was taken for autopsy where the gunshot residue was found on his left hand. The largest laceration was a 3-inch wound on his forehead and 21 other clusters of injuries along the head and neck, torso, legs, and...
his anus?
Close. His dick was gone.
Well, just saying.
The tiger chewed it clean off.
Yeah. They say animals go after that appendage first when you die because it's a fatty, dangly bit. It is. It's the easiest bit to get off. It just comes right. It's just gone. Okay. Everything else is a fight.
Get it together. This is a sad story.
I bet our titties would come off real easy. Just saying.
Yuck.
This is a sad story, but fuck that guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No. He kept all those animals. Fuck that guy.
Yeah. The animals.
His dick should have been torn off.
I know, exactly. The animals were buried on the property. A big digger was brought in and a 30-foot hole was dug.
Why? I don't want them buried on that fucking property where they were held in captivity.
What are they supposed to do with them? The animals were scooped in and loaded into the hole and it was covered. Columbus Zoo staff stated, quote, "Our role in life is to care for animals and to educate and inspire people about these great creatures. And to see them piled in the mud, it was just a bad day."
Yes. Yes. I agree.
At the time in Ohio, it was not illegal to own these exotic animals and you could have as many as you would like.
In fucking Ohio?
Which is how Terry got away with owning all these animals. I know. I know. Just in Martin County, like, you're not allowed to
you
have
can't
more
even
than
have
like
fucking chickens.
You can't even have like, more than like 4 animals. Animals.
You legit cannot have chickens.
Yeah.
Like, which I know that sounds ridiculous, but like with the price of eggs now, everybody's just like, "I'm gonna get chickens," but I can't because I live in Martin. Whatever. Like,
it's a bit much. Yeah, I know.
I just, it's fucking Ohio. Those animals don't belong in the cold. Yeah.
At the time of the GQ article, Ohio legislation was working towards more tight regulations involving animal ownership. I did not look into that any further because it was confusing.
Is really and hard. I wrote,
and I dumb.
No, yeah.
It was confusing and I dumb. Okay, exactly.
Law is very hard. I don't understand it. And we don't have interns to help us. We're just on our own.
Yeah. So there are two mysteries that were pointed out by the writer of this article. First was...
Where's his wife?
Where's his dick? No.
I don't give a dick about where his dick is.
His wife was, like, not involved in this at all. She had nothing to do with it.
Sure. Sure.
First was, how did Terry manage to let all the animals out of their cages without being injured by at least one of them?
They knew him.
Yeah.
Easy.
I mean, and also because their cages are so close together, they basically all live together. In yeah. my mind, I don't know, but a lion and
you're
a wolf and a bear.
You're not going to open the cage and they're going to immediately come at you. He had time to get back up to his house.
Yeah. Yeah. They fed them, I don't know.
They figure out, oh my God, I'm free. What is this? Where is this place? I'm going to go hunting. They have time.
The second mystery is why Terry cut open all the cages with bolt cutters instead of just opening them.
That is a little weird. All of them?
I think some of them were opened, but most of them were cut with those bolt cutters that were found by his body. Hmm. So the writer of the GQ article suspects that maybe he made it impossible for himself to change his mind. So like once he got started, he couldn't go back and put them in his cages because he had cut their cages open.
No, that's weird. That's a weird way to do it.
Yeah. So Terry not only killed himself, but all his animals he was supposed to care about and protect. And he put everyone in his community at risk by doing this.
Yeah. And what was that thing that he said about, you'll see tomorrow or whatever?
Yeah. You'll know it when you see it or something. Hmm. I think that his neighbors knew about the animals because it was basically a roadside zoo. It wasn't a secret. The sheriff said he had never experienced the exotic animals, but he had visited the property many times.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a property when you look at it.
49 animals that
had 56,
were killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That were killed 49 animals. Yeah. You're telling me that you visited the property several times and you didn't see shit?
Yeah. Plus the ATF raid. Because of the exotic animals and guns, this was not a secret.
This is Tiger King in Ohio.
Yeah. So it's crazy and sad, but I don't think they had any other choice but to kill those animals. Tranquilizing is not as easy as, just do it.
I guess it's not as easy as it makes it look.
If it was
Ace Ventura.
If it was just a few animals, maybe they could have done it. But, and then at the time, they didn't even know the number until that worker got there.
They couldn't just, shoot it and run away and see what happened.
Yeah,
at least they would get it on the ground.
But it would still take a while. It doesn't go right away. And there are houses across the street, lining the other side of the street.
Ugh.
And then there's commuters that were driving on the highway, which runs, it runs east to west, but it's right north of his property. And then Kopchak Road kind of intersects with the highway like that. Yeah. And then, there was
it's
an apartment building. There was,
down
another street, there was a school where the soccer game was going on. And it's 5 to 6 o'clock in the afternoon when this is happening. So that interstate's busy.
And
people were
hungry.
Calling in to report what was going on. So, yeah, they just, with the emergency situation and not knowing the full scope of it, really had no other choice. Yeah.
I hate it.
And also, these predators are mostly nocturnal, so...
That's what I was saying. They're hungry.
Yeah.
It's time of night. That's feeding
time. And they can see a lot better in the dark than the police officers are who are trying to get them.
Can they, though? Because they've been in captivity. We don't know.
I don't know.
Ugh. I guess they were right.
I know. It's just hard. It's hard to accept that for all
the
animals.
Those pictures were horrifying.
Yeah, they're really scary. But I like looking at the map. It's now a dirt bike, motocross. Whoever owns the property now, they put trails him.
I thought you were about to tell me it was a pet cemetery, and I would have been like, oh, but no, they're just riding over their bodies.
They are. I'm like, do they even know? I mean, basically, it is.
Yes.
It is a pet cemetery, but I'm sure they know because it's, you know, but.
People go to people.
Yeah. Anyway, that is my distraction.
Well, I've certainly been distracted from being happy.
From being happy.
Oh, well, I'm going to bring you real down next week.
Yes.
I think. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I have one narrowed down. You know, we're about 3 weeks behind.
Like, yeah.
Technically where we want to be. So I should have taken that 3 weeks to get ahead, and instead, nah.
Right.
I planted some more flowers instead. Started reading a book that has nothing to do with true crime. You know. Ooh, but I got some topics.
Good.
That I'm probably not going to research.
Well.
Because I get scared. All right. If you have any cool stories, send them to
Fearful Friends Podcast.
Yeah, bitch. At gmail.com.
No, not yeah, bitch. It's Fearful Friends Podcast at gmail.com. Send us your crazy stories or your retail stories.
Or like
crazy people.
What do you think about the animals, man?
Yeah.
I don't know.
People still think that. Exactly was the like the police force was just trigger happy and they're in a rural area and they like hunting and they just saw this as an opportunity to go hunting. But however, like having Jack Hanna come and speak on their behalf and having the experts from the Columbus Zoo.
I know that name. Matt has brought up that name before. He's
like the main guy for the Columbus Zoo, which is a large zoo. He also goes on like the like late night talk shows and brings his animals, but he's an animal advocate. And if you watch,
he's
like
the guy, and he was basically just like, this is what we had to do.
Yeah. And if you watched PBS as a kid, he was
Zooboomafoo.
That was the Kratt brothers.
Fuck you. I love Zooboomafoo.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he was on stuff like that. Yeah. I don't know. It's just a horrible story, and it's all Terry's fucking fault.
Fucking Terry.
Yeah. I'm glad he got his dick chewed off.
I am too. Tell you what. Cover up your penises if you're about to do anything bad. And your boobies. Animals go after hanging appendages first.
Meaty flesh. Okay, that's it. We're done. Yeah, rate, review, subscribe, bye. Like us. All right.
Do you like us? Do you like us now? Do you like us now?
Wait. Bye, friends.
Do you like us now?
I hope.